And I might answer, yes, yesterday we
dragged him.
Okay. If we were talking about riding a horse, you might ask, has the horse ever been
ridden?
And I might answer, yes, yesterday someone
rode the horse.
If we were talking about ringing a bell, you might ask, has the bell been
rung?
And I might answer, yes, this morning they
rang the bell.
If we were talking about the rising of the sun, you might ask, has the sun
rose?
And I might tell you, yes, at 6 o'clock today, it
rose. I'm pretty good in grammar.
Doing great, doing great. Just whipping right through. If we were talking about diving into a lake, you might ask, has he what? Into the lake.
Dive.
Okay. And I might answer, yes, 5 minutes ago, he
died.
Okay. If we were talking about children growing up, you might ask, have all their children
grown
talking about children growing up.
Are they all grown?
Okay. And I might answer, yes, years ago, they all
grew up.
Okay. When I asked you how old you were, you said, what, 84?
I am 84.
Okay. And if I asked you, are you tired? You might answer, no,
I've rested.
Okay. Now, what's a simpler way of saying that? I said, are you tired?
No.
No,
I rested.
Or you wouldn't say, no, I am tired. You'd say, no, tired?
I rested.
Well, if you didn't want to say you'd rested, though, and you just wanted to get across the idea that you weren't tired, you'd say, no, tired?
Maybe I can get that.
Oh, sure you can. Would you say, I'm not tired, or I ain't tired, or I ain't
tired? I'm not tired.
Okay. Now, let's see. I don't chew tobacco, but he
chews.
Okay. I don't, but
he does.
Okay. And I always behave myself, but he
does not.
And let's see, will you put a word into these sentences for me, please? I thought you, what, coming with us? I thought you.
I see y'all.
I don't quite understand the question.
Okay. I thought you, what, coming with us?
I thought you were coming with us.
Fine. And we, what, going to town when it started to rain? We
were going to town.
If I asked you if you still do a lot of things, you would answer, yes, there are, what, a lot of things I do. Would you say there is a lot of things or there are a lot of things I do?
That's sort of a grammatical question. There is.
Okay. If I wanted to know the color of some roses you had grown, I might ask you, what color, what, those roses?
What color are the roses?
Okay. And I might answer, the roses, what, yellow? The roses?
Red.
Well, now, what word would you put in there? Let's see, you'd say, what color are the roses? Mm-hmm. And the answer might be, the roses
are red.
Okay. If I asked you if you had done something already, you might say, no, I
have not.
Okay. And what's a shorter way of saying have not?
Not.
Well, when you run have not together, what do you get?
I haven't.
Okay. And if I asked you, was it a nice day? You might answer, no, it
wasn't.
Okay. If you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you might say, he what do that? He
shouldn't do that.
Okay. If I asked you if you can do something and you're not sure whether you can or not, you might answer, well, yeah, do it.
I cannot.
Okay. Suppose you weren't sure whether you could or not. Then you could say, well, yeah, do it.
I might.
Okay.
Don't hurry, Mario.
I gotta go. I'll see you later.
Yeah.